All right. Well, that concludes this agenda item.
We can wait a minute.
I'm sorry, Margaret. We've got another one.
I forgot.
Good.
All right. This is in relation to a youth training program, and let me just say what the motion is, and then a couple of comments to motivate it. The PNB urges each signal area to establish a youth training program with outreach to the wider community, paying particular attention, but not only, to youth who are most disenfranchised. Such a program should be in place by September 08. That's the language of the motion, but by way of motivation, I just wanted to say I realize that there are stations who may have some financial questions about implementing such a program. And I'm not meaning to imply that a financial aspect of this must be mandated, because it is indeed possible to establish training programs with volunteers if you don't have the budget item for it. We've done it at KPFK, have training programs on Sundays with, I know I volunteered for one. Fernando Velasquez, our co-news director, has done it. So stations should not get nervous that we're saying, well, you must now find thousands of dollars for a youth training program, but that the aim and the goal is to move with the intention of each station having some kind of plan of reaching out to youth and training them in producing and hosting, getting on-air time if to the degree possible. Well, so that's all, really, by way of motivation.
Yeah, I just have to say, though, that if there is a financial impact, just saying that it'd be better if there wasn't one doesn't really get us where we need to be. We need to have a sense of what we're asking of staff at the stations.
We're asking, and I could say that, I mean, if I were a development director or a GM getting such a motion, I would have a discussion with whoever, the development director or staff, to say, can we look at grant proposals, for example, to implement such a thing? If we don't have the time or the personnel to put in for grant proposals, or we just don't have the money, can we ask if there are volunteers in our staff who would be willing, to work on such a program? So I think it's pretty straightforward, Jack. I think the intent is there, and then it would be up to the local stations to see, given the resources that they have, how they can work on such a thing.
Okay, Wendy.
I'm just not clear if this
anything
is the...
I
appreciate that motion from Margaret, and I'm just not clear how it is appropriate to bring it up right now during the finance, the Lonnie report. I think that would go under new business.
The reason I brought it up under the Lonnie report is Lonnie's report included the lack of youth and the importance of outreach to the youth as part of building our future and building our financial base as well. So that's it was part of the discussion of the financial report, which is why I thought of it, to raise it during this session.
Well, anyway, we're at time for this latest extension. We do need to get on to the racism and sexism report. I'm wondering if maybe we could move it to new business for...
We don't have time to write it up better.
Yeah, and give us a chance to digest it a little bit.
As long as we deal with it, I didn't think this was a contentious motion. I thought it could have been dispensed with, very, very quickly. And my experience on these boards is that a whole set of things get left in new business, and then people are running to catch their planes, and then it doesn't happen. So unless the people feel that there's a need for a lot of debate on this, can we just, see? Maybe we can dispense of it in two minutes.
Well, Kiana, do you have the motion?
No.
Okay,
it says for the PNB to urge each signal area to establish a youth training program with outreach to the wider community, paying particular attention, but not only to youth who are most disenfranchised. Such a program should be in place by September 8th.
No, September
08. I'm sorry.
Well, I just have to repeat that it seems to me that this requires an impact, because it will impact on station resources. Even if volunteers are contributing time, it's still a strain on the station. And I think if I were a manager and I saw this motion, I would think, uh-oh, got to get going on this. So are we taking into consideration what the impact this, what the strain this might, you know, put on the stations if we simply mandate this?
Point of order, as the chair, I suppose that you are speaking in opposition to the motion.
No,
what
I'm not at all. No,
right
not
now?
At all. No, not at all. Far
That's
from
what it. Sounds like, Jack.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. You know, I'll leave it to the body. If you're all okay with it, I'm okay with it. Okay. Bonnie.
I guess we're gonna put it on the new business.
Although I really understand and think that you're right that we should be walking toward these, I actually feel a little pushed to be doing this one right now. KPFA, in our instance, we have a very extensive apprenticeship program. I think that the things that I'm a little bit concerned with is that I would be more comfortable with some information about the financial impact of this, and I think that that might actually take discussion with each of the stations, because these may be tailored very differently depending upon which station we're talking about. And I also think that asking that something like this be put together by September is a little unrealistic, because it takes a lot of planning to put something like this together, and you don't know. One station may decide to have it be an on-air thing so that it may be impacting scheduling. Another station may have some entirely different idea in mind. So I would be speaking against the motion.
George.
I move to postpone this motion till new business.
Okay. Is there a second? All right.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. I'm sure there will be opposition, so we can take a hand vote. I'm not sure. Does that require a two-thirds or a majority?
I don't have much. Simple majority.
Is there any objection to moving this to new business?
What?
She just agreed.
She agreed. Okay. Yeah. If there's no objection, we can move that to new business? Fine. I hear no objection. Are you objecting, Carol?
No.
Okay. Well, we're at time for this item.
I understand that.
Yes. Okay.